With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's been follow-up investigation into the assassination attempt of former President Trump.
A law enforcement source tells the AP at least five Secret Service agents were placed on administrative leave, meaning they cannot do investigative or protective work. They include the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office and three other agents assigned to that office. The former president was struck in the ear last month at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. A spectator was killed. The gunman was later killed. The source says one of the five agents was assigned to Trump's protective detail. Multiple investigations have started into a complicated law enforcement failure that allowed a man with an AR-style rifle to get close enough to shoot and injure the former president. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, the former president continued his campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona Friday. Speaking at a Turning Point USA rally in Glendale, hosted by Salem radio talk show host Charlie Kirk.
This has been a wild summer for everybody. Donald Trump was convicted in a show trial. We had the earliest debate ever. Donald Trump was shot and survived, and by 2 centimeters, our country lived. We got a new candidate, and maybe most remarkable of all, a Kennedy has endorsed a Republican for the presidency of the United States.
The rally is the first since the end of the Democrat National Convention. Police say three people were killed, at least four seriously wounded, in an attack Friday at a festival in the western German city of Solingen. An unknown person attacked several people with a knife in a central square. Two former Louisville Metro detectives are being cleared of major charges stemming from the raid of Breonna Taylor's apartment in 2020. The judge said the boyfriend's decision to fire on officers was the cause of death. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood was busy at the Democrat convention this week.
It set up a mobile clinic near the United Center and gave away free abortion pills during the DNC proceedings. Planned Parenthood says it was, quote, fully booked all week and handed out scores of the drugs that allow a woman to end her pregnancy at home. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is going all in on abortion, counting on the issue to sweep her to victory in November over former President Donald Trump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 100 synagogues, Jewish organizations, and doctors in multiple cities across Canada are on high alert after getting the same threatening email. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police confirmed that threats were made this week to a number of institutions. Several Jewish leaders say that police told them they did not believe there was an imminent threat of violence, physical violence, but the impact of the email was still stark. This is SRN News. Talk of lower interest rates sent stocks higher.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street after the head of the Federal Reserve confirmed that interest rate cuts are on the way. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said inflation had cooled enough for the Fed to begin bringing interest rates down from their highest levels in more than 20 years. Lower rates will come as a relief to households and businesses by making it cheaper to borrow money. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Friday, pulling the index closer to the all-time high it set last month. The Dow added 462 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 3.80%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The second largest diamond ever found was dug up this week in Botswana. The 2,492-carat stone was pulled out of the Karaway mine. The Justice Department files an antitrust lawsuit against real estate software company RealPage. More details at srnnews.com.